What prompted you to take a stall in the market?
Actually, it's all circumstances. I never meant to take a stall in the market, except I met French people who had a stall there previously who were making cheese. And they wanted to, they had a big stall. It was now in 92. In 92, the English market wasn't the way it is now. It was like people, I say, it was getting kind of not very good reputation in Cork, and you know, like the stall had been let down a bit with loads of empty stalls, and nobody wanted them. And those French people came in there, and I was laughing at them. I said, this is not like the market in France, you know, like this market is not going to bring you anything. That was the time. And they said, no, but you'll see, this is going to change, right? So I said, right, okay. And then they proposed me to share their stall, and they were doing cheese at the time, so I was going to do charcuterie, which is cooked meat and patties and cured meat. You know, it's usually based on pork meat, you know. So I said, why not? So I started importing those, and then I started making my own. And then they left, but and it was very, very hard at the beginning, because there was very few people interested in the kind of product we were doing. And the condition of the market actually was also difficult, you know. And then year by year it improved, and the olive stall came in, and the other cheese stall came in. And then after a few years, then we had the Café Central, and then I moved to a bigger stall, and that makes a big difference. And all the market is now running so well, it's all brightened, there's a diversity of product. And still what makes it very special is the mixing of old and new.